Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 141. Today we're reading chapter 32 of the novel and family drama Just One Stop Book 3 by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 8:13. Monica was getting more and more disillusioned with Jonathan's behavior. He's cocky and he doesn't even see how self-centered he's becoming. It's not about the church growing, it's about him, she told Stacy one day over the phone. I'll just keep praying for him. Do you think he needs a vacation, you know, to get away from it all for a while? Stacy said. He needs something, Monica said. Thanks for trying to encourage me, but I smell the devil in all of this PR stuff. And guess what? Now he's speaking in tongues. Say what? I told him I don't know which heaven he's gone to, but he needs to float on back down to earth real soon, because he's going to begin losing the people. Two of his deacons have already threatened to leave. I can sense the discontent among the older members, Monica said. He may want to get rid of this PR man, Stacy said, but then again it may turn out for the greater good. Maybe he has a pride in him, and God is showing it up so he can get rid of it, and God can use him for greater work going forward. I never thought about that, Monica said. While you pray for him, pray for patience for me as well. You know what the Bible says about praying for patience. Tribulation bringeth patience. So expect some tribulation, Stacy said. You keep praying for me too. We still haven't found Trelawney and have no idea where she could be. I will, Monica promised. Jonathan was scheduled to preach at the annual Northeast Preachers Conference to be held at the Northeast Temple in Maine. There was a packed house as many people wanted to hear him preach. The conference was being streamed live on the internet. Something's wrong here, Pastor Richardson said to his wife as they watched his son in the Lord deliver a message titled, Preaching the Whole Counsel of God. I don't sense much power in his preaching like I used to. And almost every other sentence is strapped with I did this or I did that. Even though Pastor Richardson wanted to make that meeting at the advice of his doctor, he remained home due to recurring health issues. Maybe pastoring 9th Street is beginning to be too much for him. I don't think they've found an assistant pastor yet, his wife said. That could be a part of it, Pastor Richardson said. However, I think it's more of a spiritual thing, though. You've heard me pray about him possibly taking over as pastor here at New Mount Zion. But I don't know now. He's still young and still has a lot to learn, his wife said. Give him more time. I hope he does not disappoint me, Pastor Richardson said. Leanne gave Anise a call after Anise missed another Wednesday night prayer service. Anise was surprised. What has been going on with you, Anise? Do you think you can just miss prayer meeting because Melvin's back? Leanne said. Hey, Leanne. There's just so much going on with me right now, Anise said. Don't worry, I'm not going to mention anything about Carol. But girl, you missed, what, 2, no, 3 Sundays. A lot has been happening at the church. Pastor Jonathan is into the tongues thing. Now that always scared me, it is so spooky. And girl, he's doing the reality TV thing on the Preachers Club Network. He's joined up with that big time pastor, Pastor Malone, who comes on television and on the radio. The one who has the biggest choir. We big time now. Yeah, Anise said. Girl, what's wrong with you? Your husband's back home, but you sound like you lost $1 million. Not coming to church will leave you depressed. If this is any comfort to you, Carol told me, she's going back to her old church, so you won't have to worry about her. Yeah, well, I got bigger problems than her, Anise said. Anise, your voice is shaking and I can hardly hear you. Come on, it's me, Leanne. You can tell me. Well, I got this call from Cam, telling me to join his new church. He said if I did not come join him, he would spill the beans on me. Spill the beans? Remember what he told you about me and Kirby? It's all true. I know I denied it, but it's all true, Anise said. On top of that, he told me on Sunday evening to try to entice Pastor Jonathan to have a relationship with me, and that if I don't, he'll tell all on me. Is that why you and Carol had that fight? Leon asked. No, that's something else, Anise said. What happened between Carol and myself is on me, stemming from my own jealousy. You finally admitted it. I tell you, that old devil is really working, Leanne said. You need to tell your husband before he starts getting suspicious. Then you need to speak to Pastor Jonathan and his wife. I can't do that. I can't let my husband know I've been fooling around while he's been gone. That would ruin our marriage, Anise said. I thought you wanted to get out of your marriage, Leanne thought. But instead she said, well, how do you plan on getting out of this? You can't church hop, because Melvin will definitely begin asking questions soon. And don't let Cam jerk you around like a puppet while he schemes against Pastor Jonathan. He wants to take over 9th Street. He's calling his church 9th Street North. He's trying to bring Pastor Jonathan down, just as he did Pastor Kirby, with the intent to take over. He tried to get me to join up with him over there at his new church, but I just told him no. This just makes me so mad. Anise remained silent. I wonder, did Carol fall into Cam's trap? She came, sought a lot of counseling, then disappeared after you took care of her, Leanne said more to herself. Beats me, Anise said, but that's not going to help me out of my situation. You have to tell, Leanne said. I mean, I'll come with you if you want me to. And if you're that scared, talk with Monica first. She's just as sweet and understanding as one can be. In the meantime, I'll be praying for you. If you only knew why I can't face Monica or Pastor Jonathan, Anise thought as they said goodbye. And being burned from both ends, what a tangled web I've weaved. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books reading this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states, in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you until next time.